So, like, say if somebody owns a female owns a clothing store, mm-hmm. and then another female does hair. To me, I think that they should collab. Meaning, you know, like, dang, I do your hair, you can go to my girlfriend, y'all, you can get styled, then y'all bring in, you know, you can bring in a makeup artist to say, hey, after you get your hair done, you can get your makeup right. done, then you can go there and get your clothes, and then you get somebody that's wearing shoes, you know, that's how you build your network, but everybody wants to be on this tip of okay. doing everything by themselves.
We gonna tighten them reins up, we gonna let them know, if you're not a part of this network, it's kind of rough. So now I'm being a part of the GW district, all right? So Encantos Tropicales and Beautiful Queen Apparel, who has the King and Queen gear coming out this year. Goodie Box, who's got the Goodie Box pudding that she does deliveries for. Anybody else that does hair, skin, the Liddy Fusion Girls. Now we're a network, so if I say, hey, the Beautiful Queen Apparel is having a pop-up shop, guess who's the first five people I call? BU by Cousin Paul, Encantos Tropicales, Goodie Box, and who else we got? Lydia Fusion people.
Mm-hmm. And then we got the truck.
And now we got the food truck.
And with the truck, with the food truck, they can also, listen, pull up on me. They can pull up.
All right. So I told Nasir that since he signed his contract, that now I can start to tell him how I'm going to take his food truck extraplanetarily situated. I'm going to have him frying so much chicken that he's not going to be able to catch up with the demand.
What is it? What's that the Chinese store that used to sell Danny Wok? That sell all the chicken? Now, if anybody can out fry more chicken than them, then they is the bomb.
Big Fella Philly's food truck, you're going to sell more chicken than Danny Wok's. That's my guarantee. I guarantee.
And then,
not on top of that, you're going to make more money than Danny Watts. All right? You're going to say, well,
I mean, a lot of businesses that came out during this COVID, they have succeeded.
Right.
It was big corporations that was closing down, and small businesses were succeeding.
I told the Liddy Fruit Girls, because they said, we sat at home during the quarantine, and we just decided this was a good time to start a business. I said that in March of 2019, whenever this first started. I said, if you didn't take this opportunity to start a business, this was the perfect time. The stock market was...
Well, it was November of 19.
Right, coming into that last quarter.
Coming into 20.
Like, listen, if this wasn't your opportunity to jump in the game and get an LLC and get your taxes, EIN, and everything else you needed to get your business on the ground... If you're trying to do it now, it's going to be kind of tough. It's like pre-COVID. But for the people who started a business in 2020, please check in on our DMs. Please make yourself known so we can salute you. On our next couple shows.
We're
going to talk about people who started LLCs
during COVID, when these big corporations were closing after 6 weeks of everybody spending their money in these stores, all of these years that they were able to close in what, 6 months? It was like they just going bankrupt in 6 months.
Right.
So I do want to give a shout out to all of those people that did make it happen. I'm so mad, but if you have anybody that does working out and everything, I'm trying to get back on my stuff.
Right.
I need a workout partner so that I can show my a trainer so that I can show my progress through the whole show. So I'll give myself at least 6 weeks. Because in 6 weeks, I can probably do majority of the stuff that I want to do. So if you want to be a personal trainer, and I'm not talking about no freaky stuff.
When since I got my broken neck, I haven't been able to do as much moving around. I need someone who can take into consideration my broken neck and work some exercises.
Because he has to be
around.
A real trainer. Okay. So if y'all know someone or you are that special person that does personal training, let me know so that I can get on for 6 weeks, and then we can do we can show our progress during those weeks.
Let the world know what a great trainer
You are.
For clothing lines, we both want to start stepping up our mojo, our swagger.
Exactly. And we do want to premiere people's clothing every week.
So we'll have our sizes posted. All you have to do for certain things is not about the money.
It's not.
Product placement. Hey, send us some merchandise.
Stroke your ego till you make that face I like. Follow Tosh and Truth Podcasts.